Sober Podcast. This is, I don't even know what number it is. Does it really matter? Really. I'm doing a podcast today because I got asked a really interesting question about how I follow up with people in the challenge, and I thought it was worth, I don't know, here, this may be the peak again of nobody gives a shit, but I think there's a sobriety lesson in here. You ready? The question was, you know, if you're emailing with somebody in Team 100, how far do you go? What do you ask them? When they say, oh, I would like to read more, do you then ask them what books they're reading? Or, you know, like how far in do you engage? And my answer was, I try to meet people where they are. Which means that if they volunteer what they're reading, then I would comment on that. But that some people are so freaked and nervous, scared, embarrassed to be emailing a stranger, that I try not to get all in their business. And I try not to ask a whole big ton of personal questions unless it is the information is volunteered to me. And if somebody says, I have relapsed and need to start again on day one, I sometimes will say something like, do you know what happened or how are you feeling? But I don't get in their face about, did you call somebody? You should have done this. Your family's counting on you. You're a big, giant mistake. Guess why? Because I think this is the... I know by the time I get to the end of this podcast, it will be clear what the point of this message is. I think that tough love doesn't work. I don't know whether it works in child rearing or any other situation, because frankly, I don't have kids. Although I was a teacher for a while, and I did have to do behavior modification stuff with kids. I think kids work better when there's a reward rather than being told that they're an idiot. No surprise, right? And I think that people who are in the process of quitting drinking, who are brave enough to reach out and ask for help, who are brave enough to sign up for sober podcasts, you don't need me to say, if you relapse this next time, your husband's going to leave you. You don't, and you don't need me to say it because, I don't know, A, you already know. B, most of us are so mean to ourselves. If alcohol misuse is really alcohol abuse, which is really self-abuse, then frankly, you don't need me piling on any thing that would add to the self-abuse category. Okay? And I don't need to be fake Pollyanna, wowie, you're so great, although you are. And I don't try to trivialize the things that are really difficult, but I don't want to focus entirely on that which is shit. So if somebody comes to me in the Sober Challenge and they ask a question, I try to answer the question that they're asking, not offer 300 other pieces of information, because you know from early sobriety that there's so much swirling brain. Everything is confused and mush that, frankly, if I give you 17 pieces of information when you really only asked for one, you're likely to get overwhelmed. And what happens when we get overwhelmed, those of us who have alcohol misuse problems? Overwhelm in any form, even done with kindness, makes us feel inadequate, unworthy. Then we'd like to pull up the blankets and hide. And instead of going to bed and pulling out the blankets and hiding, we pull out two bottles of wine and pour it on top of our head as a way of hiding. So is the purpose of this podcast message to say, avoid overwhelm? Yeah. As much as possible. Really. In all seriousness. Is the point of this podcast to say, try to meet people where they are. For example, you've got somebody, they're in a destructive marriage, and you see it, and maybe even they see it. What do you do? You support them with them trying to have a better life. You support them as they make difficult decisions. But to look all the way down into the future, into all of the 100 and bad things that might happen if this woman doesn't fix her marriage. First of all, we don't have the power to make other people fix their marriages. We can be supportive while, I can be supportive while you fix your marriage, but I don't fix your marriage. And I personally would be really nervous of any counselor type or friend type who says that they have the answers, because the only person who makes changes in your life is you. And so, the great thing about being a sober coach is that really I'm a cheerleader. You do the work, and I cheer and say, that's really great. Look out for this bump over here. Watch out for that over there. If you come to me and ask questions, I will answer them. If you are off merrily, happily being sober, and you don't need to touch base all the time, that's fine also. The metaphor is of a lighthouse, which is a lighthouse stands on the beach and broadcasts the message in a kind of solid and consistent way. And you can always see the lighthouse if you need it, and you know where it is if you want it, but the lighthouse does not run up and down the beach saying, are you okay? Can I help you? Periodically, if somebody drops off the radar and they've been emailing me for a while, I will email them once or twice, probably a week apart, and say, just wondering how you're doing. And I've seen people, they save those messages. And 3-4 months later, they'll email me. They'll hit reply to that message so I can see it was dated, 4 months ago. And they'll say, thank you for reaching out. I wasn't ready to answer then. I'm ready to answer now. Now, what might be your normal response as a drinking person? My response might be, geez, I emailed you 3 months ago. Takes a long, busy much? Kind of respectful. Wouldn't it be nice to... Isn't that how I would have always responded? And now that I'm sober, I was going to say perfectly somebody else. I've evolved into some... Oh my God, where's the book? We should be able to look this up in a book of things that happen to you when you get sober. I've evolved into somebody who understands that you struggling with your booze shit and you not emailing me back because you've relapsed has nothing to do with me. Of course it doesn't. And when you're ready to reach out, you will reach out. And you know that I'm here, and that's it. And I think that being that kind of a steady, consistent lighthouse force has made a big difference for people. But I think the message also is that we have the ability to do that in our own lives for ourselves, because we count on ourselves. I know this, I don't even know if I can really explain this, but the way we live our life shows us who we are, and we can use it as a touchstone. We can keep referring back to how strong we are, or how brave we are, or how centered we are, or how focused or determined we are by the things that we do. And so the more that you can be a lighthouse in your own life, it's not just so that you're consistent for the other people in your life, but it's so that you're consistent for you. Because the message that you send yourself by being reliable is impossible to explain, and is like the key thing about sobriety is learning to be able to count on yourself and not going madly off in all directions, running up and down the beach, worrying about every other person, or every future event, or every bad thing you ever did, or every bad thing that could happen. But sort of staying here, the bracelet, stay here. Figuring out what needs to be done next. Is today a good day or a bad day? What can I do to improve today? What can I do for me to improve today so that by the end of today I can say, this was a good day? And if you need to stop and take that temperature check a couple of times a day, fine. In the beginning, when you're first quitting drinking, you feel like you're obsessed with thinking about not drinking. I will assure you that that is a significantly more successful path than thinking about drinking. It is better to think about not drinking. And yes, of course, it gets better. About between 30 and 60 days, that obsessing part really does ease up a lot. That you are obsessing does not mean you're abnormal. But every day that you stand still, be who you are, be the lighthouse, show yourself the consistent, reliable, non-bullshit, not taking everything personally, not running up and down the beach. Every day you show that to yourself, gigantically big, amazingly huge, positive things happen for you, no hyperbole intended. That's truth. And why would I lie to you? What would I possibly have to gain by exaggerating? Not even exaggerating even a tiny bit. So here's my message today. Be a lighthouse. And not just for everybody else, but be a lighthouse for you. Okay, that's it. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, goodbye!